Welcome back, everybody. This is hour two of class four, Sunday, October 25th, 2020, for Cellular Wisdom Decoded. And Linda, I believe you're going to lead us through something in the forest, something very special.
And what I'd like to do before we go into this forest is to just at this point have an opportunity to share some of the thoughts that came to you as we did this, bring this light into the body. And it's in the sharing that we manifest the reality of what we did. And any parts that you want to bring in where you would like us all to send light, just let's do that. So if you would like to unmute yourself and share, I invite you to do this.
If you have trouble unmuting yourself, wave your hand or hit the little button that waves your hand and I will find you and unmute you, unless if you can't unmute yourself.
This is Victoria in Massachusetts. I thought maybe.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Eleanor. Hi, Linda. Hi, Sandy. Thank you so much for this. A few things, when you talked about the light coming in, what color, I felt like this green was coming, and then I felt like this pink, and it felt really nice to put pink throughout and green in some places. And just now, as we came back, I realized that the color's right behind your right ear, almost in the big leaf, the green and the pink there. And I bought some colored pens about a month ago at Staples. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with them, but I feel like these creative leanings. And so I hadn't opened them yet, but the first two colors that I picked, I mean, I just drew two pens out and look at, they're the pink and the green. Isn't that so sweet? And then regarding the spiral around, or the bubble, I've had a lot of pain the last few days. I have a bony deformity at the base of my spine that I felt my pelvis clunk. I have that, you guys would know what it was actually, you know what it is. It's a lumbar sacralization on the right side only. So it just sets up all this mischievousness and can create a lot of pain. And so it's been hard to walk the last few days. It's, you know, and I came to Feldenkrais at 43 years ago. And that's why I've stayed on my feet so long. And, you know, Lyme disease, some car accidents, many different challenges, a two-story fall as a child. And so the bubble feels really helpful to me. It feels very safe. And I've studied with an Aztec teacher from Toluca, Mexico, and he calls it the egg. And he said that whenever we have anything happen to us, that there becomes holes in it, you know, so he's doing his incredibly beautiful healing sessions are making our egg whole again. And Sandy, it was so interesting that you talked about finding some weak points. I know I'm jumping around a little. And then doing one and a quarter circles outside my body already helps me feel nicer, easier. Maybe I think less pain, definitely outside the body. So it's been like such a really revelation to do more T touch on myself and feeling like I can do some things to help. And then the spirals around the body. When I was in the woods with five other women, I think years ago, a friend of ours was leading us just to connect with elementals and not just to connect, but it was on a spring equinox, and it was very powerful for me. One lady was very, very late. She couldn't find the place. So, and I had to leave to go to a doctor's appointment, but I was having these amazing experiences in the woods. And I felt like this guide came to me and she said I could share part of her name. And that part of her name is Emmy, like E-M-I. And it was like, she was making these spirals or helping me feel these spirals all around my body. And it kind of felt like they were circles and M's and spirals. And so I hadn't thought of that for a long time. And that stayed with me for a long time, but I haven't thought of it for a long time. And I think I have some of the long haul effects from the coronavirus. So this all feels like great support. Thank you. Thank you. I have one question, but if you want to say something.
Go ahead to ask a question.
Well, my question is, I had this image of making a video and I, you know, like I'm not close to it or anything, but making a video of teaching people how to do the heart hug for like locals. My daughter's a kindergarten teacher for like some local schools and teachers to teach their kids.
Yes. Do it.
Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Yes. And remember the parts of the smile, how important the smile, and the concept that by very gently moving the skin, that gentle movement, as Eleanor says so beautifully, activates the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And so it's bringing us to a place of trust. And you know what might be really interesting, if you were interested, I could send you a picture of the doing the heart hug with the children in Soweto, because that gave them this feeling of being hugged. That's when I started calling it the heart hug, was with orphans in Soweto who came for one meal a day, and the rest of the time they were often alone in their very small tin houses, sometimes with only a 12-year-old would be the oldest adult, oldest person they would have with them. And so having that picture of them and connecting those children with them is something that might be interesting to you. But remember, serotonin, that the smile, and smiling about something that makes them feel wonderful, you know, feel safe and bring the trust.
The smile makes the serotonin get released.
Activates the serotonin, the feel-good hormone. Yes.
And then the gentle touch on the skin activates the oxytocin.
Yes, the gentle movement. Yes.
Thank you. And I did see the photo of the children, and I would love if you could send me that. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Just put it in the chat so I remember after to get it to you.
Actually, Linda, if you like, we can send it out in an email.
Oh, Sandy, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. So I would like, before we go on to the next part that we're planning, I want to see if there's anyone else who would like to just share how you're doing with your pain. Some of you have been dealing with pain. Was that with bringing the light in, shining that from the inside of the mirror, shining that light back to us, it's such a so it's bringing, it's our mirror, but it's coming, bringing that into us. And also this journey that we did through the body, I hadn't planned that. It just came to me, and it was, for me, it was a really powerful journey, because I found out last week that I have Epstein-Barr and my thyroid is really shut down. And since I found that out, what has happened to me, I mean, I'm with a naturopathic doctor, so I have only natural supplements, and I feel completely different because I now know how to address. I can address the thyroid with T-Touch and this other that I'm doing. And talking to the Epstein-Barr, because I'm told it's the same. If you Google it, it's the same as chronic fatigue, which I had 30 years ago, or mononucleosis. So it's a virus. It's always in us. And so boosting the immune system and getting my thyroid functioning again. And I'm sure that it comes because I'm usually like on the go all the time. And for a year now, I mean, since March, April, I've just been sitting here mostly at the computer, not doing all the stuff that I normally do. And so the body isn't having the normal activity. And so having us recognize that together, and just for me, I have to share, after we did this feeling, I had such a feeling of peace and connection to all of you that my whole body just like was in a very feeling very supported. And I'm wondering if there's any of you who would like to share what you're dealing with so that we can send prayers with you and support that.
I would like to share, I've done it on the Tuesdays. This was a beautiful experience for me. I'm still in it. It's Ronnie, by the way.
Ronnie, thank you.
And I allowed myself to go where I needed to go. So the spot, although I drew the spiral and I followed, it wasn't in me. So I just allowed the circle. It wasn't outside, it was inside. And the light came in through my eyes. I have problems up in here through that in my spine and my neck, which I've talked about, and the whole occiput, whatever. So the light came in through my eyes, opened up my whole inner skull. It's still open. My mouth opened and I just grew. There were no boundaries. And then that brought it down within my whole being. So my whole being, I feel like, you know those blowfish?
Yes.
That's how I feel now. So I let myself not be the good girl and follow the spiral, but listen to my own being. And just allowed it to come through. And I feel no pain. I feel, and the circle outside is not outside, it's inside. It's expanded me. So I have presence. So
beautiful.
And empowered, where if something negative comes, I can only offer light and it's not gonna affect me. So it's going down right now and through my legs and my feet. It's still working. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
How beautiful. Thank you. And that presence that you're describing, I remember this is Yael, what you described, that feeling with yourself of being really present. It makes me cry, actually. It really stuck with me. And we have a couple of other hands up. Sandy? Elizabeth, for one, I can't remember your last name.
Hold on. I think before Elizabeth, 1 second, Sandra, I'm looking for you. Sandra, I need to ask to unmute you. To unmute you.
Okay, I think I did.
Yep. Hello.
Okay. I'm just... because I've been using the computer at work and leaning into it because it's awkward, I've been having a lot of back pain and hip pain, and I'm just working on it.
And can we support you, Sandra? Can we support you? And how can we support you? What would you like us, how would you like us to hold you? I've known you for a long time. And it's always an honor for me that you're here with us. And let us know how we can support you.
I think I just need a lot of good energy because the environment in which I'm working is very high stress. And there's a lot of negativity because of what's happened with COVID and the students. And so it's very, very, very stressful. It's exhausting. I just am exhausted all the time. Because I can't block it. I just can't. It's so intense, I can't block it. And that's a first for me, not to be able to block this kind of energy. but it's so vast and so difficult, I can't block it.
So may I offer you something?
Yes,
feel what Sandy said. And rather than attempting to block it, put that oval mirror around you and focus on sending that light back to yourself, to fill yourself with light. And so keep filling yourself with light. And just imagine reflecting that back to you, that light, that, and I want this decoded sense to be with you, because in our companion animal classes, I never talked about it. We didn't even talk about cellular wisdom. We talked about cellular consciousness. And what we've come here together in these times has brought me to a whole other level. Thanks to this Hindu legend, and thanks to this, thanks to Sage James's information that he gave me about the, in the King James version of the Bible, this concept that the power of God is within you and outside of you. Focus on these things about you and the light in yourself, and know that I'm here, that we're all here with us. We're all here with you, rather than attempting to block that. Focus on this.
I'll try that.
The other thing, can I add something, Linda?
Sandy, thank you, always.
The other thing, Sandra, that I have found very, very helpful when I have felt, and it's actually what inspired doing this with so many different steps, is because I felt I'm such an empath, and I know that you are as well, that it was like everything and everyone was crowding in. And so when I imagine this circle, and I spend really a lot of time, like I didn't do this just in 5 minutes. Like I drew it, I really worked with it. And then I didn't mention this before, but I found all these places in Glom's where people were attached inside of me. And I was like, oh, hi, no, wait, you're going outside of this energy field, and you can metabolize and process everything, and I will process mine. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But then I realized what's happening was I was having so much of it that my ribs, all the muscles around my ribs were getting so tight that I couldn't breathe. It was like as if there was so much pressure on all my muscles and my ribs that I actually couldn't catch a breath. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
So Sandra, at that point, that's where you want to just take the back of your fingers, the part that we, for me, that's the easiest, the part from the tip of the fingers to the second joint, what we call the baby orangutan, and think about that little Louis the Second that I worked on in the San Diego Zoo, and just bring, just do these, talk to the ribs, talk to your ribs, and do python lifts. Think of Joyce the Python. Circle,
yes,
and a quarter, and a lift, right? And smile at Joyce, you know? And think about, because what this python did, for some of you haven't heard the story, years ago, that's how I got the name of the python. When I finished with her, we have this on film, raised herself up and brought her head against the side of my cheek and just stood there. And the filmmaker who was editing, he hadn't taken the film in the day, it was at the San Diego Zoo conference. And the person editing it saw that and told me the next day that he was terrified of snakes. And when he saw this snake, just first she raised up and just touched me with her tongue on the forehead and then brought her head here. And he said it was so obvious that she was saying thank you, because she'd had reoccurring pneumonia, and that's what I was working on, that completely lost his fear of snakes, and he had an impossible fear before. And so I want you to bring Joyce in and the coiled python lift on your ribs and a little Louis the Second, just this little, because of the back of the fingers, because that's what that all the different parts of the hands we have different names in, named after animals. I've almost all of them that I've worked on in various situations. So you've got this like baby orang. He was 2 months old and lifts and smile. Smile at that little orang, the thought of him. That's the easiest.
Thank you.
And know that we're with you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Keith, thank you, has her hand up.
Hi, thank you. I contracted the COVID virus in late April and had a relatively mild case, but it did not attack my lungs, it attacked my heart. So now I'm having issues with my heart. So I'll just take any kind of good circles of light that you all are willing to share with me. I had a full cardiac workup a week ago, and it's going to take a month to get the results because of the state of the medical system these days. I'm still working full time, but I definitely have had an injury to my heart. So a friend of mine told me it was because I have such a big heart that of course that's where it would attack me. So I'll take any kindness and good healing from all of you. Thank you.
Beautiful. And can you think when we do the heart hug, maybe instead of like putting this shape of the hand that we call the abalone, what would happen? And you want maybe want to explore, but I would just take my fingertips and just imagine your heart here. And actually go to the heart area and make circles around it. And you see, when we know that we have an issue there, that we see the issue, how about like thinking, wow, thank you, heart. Think of all the times that you've activated that heart. And think of like, what would you like to share with us that really fills your heart? What situation?
Well, my family, anything having to do with my family.
My
fur babies, I mean, my animals.
And which of the fur babies? Tell us about the fur babies. I want you to really, and do this heart, let's all imagine. You can either do the heart hug in the middle, or let's actually feel our heart and go there, and all of us, let's just very small spirals all around the heart as you're, and you do it too, Elizabeth, as we're talking about now your fur babies.
You want to know about my fur babies?
I want to hear their names. I like to smile, and that's what you want to think of your heart.
At my feet right now is Molly Bucket. She's a golden retriever. And then who ran away a minute ago, her name is Baxter. She's a cat. So those are my animals, my current animals.
And your family?
My family is my daughter, Hillary, my son-in-law, Travis, and his extended family, who is also our family. And then my daughter, Robin.
Beautiful.
And my husband, Gordon. And he's having a health challenge now too, so.
So let's focus right now, all of us, let's focus on the fact that you're here with us. The heart is ticking. Do you have pain in your heart right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to figure out if it's actually the pericardium that got is having the challenge. I mean, I constantly am working the ligaments of the pericardium and the intercostals. I mean, I'm working on myself all the time, through the sternum and through the posterior wall of the thoracic.
Okay. Doing. So when, yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Doing what?
Doing T-touch and also, Feldenkrais stuff.
So when you're doing the tea touch or the Feldenkrais, send love, send light. What color light? And send appreciation, because here is where this glass, this half empty glass, seeing it as half full, can change your perspective. You can see the problem, the pain that you're having, and go to the part that it is working, and just breathe, smile. It's essential to activate that serotonin if we want to release the pain. Now, try something, and instead of are you doing a clockwise circle or a counterclockwise?
I try to do both directions, depending on how it feels, depending on the tissues.
Okay, so really talk to the heart with a smile.
Okay.
And leave away for the moments just all that heart has done for you, and think of the joy. Just bring joy into it. Okay. And you can just, however this works for you. And it's really interesting, because the only way I can do this is with both hands. Because if I just do one hand, it doesn't feel complete. I want this feeling of really thanking my body and really staying there with you. And bring those fur babies into it. When you talked about them, you smiled. So think about what makes you smile. Because you've got, you know, with our family, we're so blessed, those of us who have family. We're so blessed to have them. There's a lot that goes on with them. So reach out to your fur babies right now to help to heal your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love your smile. We had other. Who else? Was anybody else able to deal with their, talk to their pain and find a way of being with it or releasing it during this time that we just did?
I'm happy to say something. So,
Eleanor.
Yeah, as my lungs got re-invited back into the picture, reminding me, I found myself, I also had COVID pretty bad the first week of July, and it only lasted a few days, got through it pretty quick, but it was pretty strong. And interesting, so that was the beginning of July, and a few weeks ago, I was waking up very exhausted in the morning. And I went in to check in, why am I so exhausted? And I realized, oh no, I'm barely breathing at night. And so I would lie in bed, and it was back to like when I had COVID, but not as bad, where, and I'm so glad I can say this in my group, because if I dare put this out on media, then my local people won't even get near me because they think I'm still a leper, and it's quite hurtful even though I show the antibodies and I've had double negative tests and all that, there's a way people treat people, which is a thing, which is commonly written about, which is very, you know, doesn't feel good. And so I can feel like I can say the real here. But so what would happen is I would notice it was like when I had COVID, but a whole lot better, because when I had COVID, I literally couldn't sleep because I had to remind myself for every inhalation. My body would exhale, but my body would never inhale on its own. And I realized it's the acetylcholine that's being blocked, blah, blah, blah. I understood the chemical transmission of what was happening in the interference, but albeit I still had to stay awake to remind myself for every inhalation. So when this started coming up again, I was naturally inhaling, but barely enough. And it was like exhausting So I thought, well, that's simple. I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner. I'll just do a breathing lesson. I'll just inhale. Who would have thought inhaling would be so much work and a pain in the butt? It just was like, ugh, do I have to inhale again? Oh, I'm too tired to inhale. I mean, it was like, it was beyond, it was a weird source of effort. So I would lie in bed and I thought, fine, I welcome myself to make small inhalations. And instead of the whole hands on, it was like what, sorry, thank you, honey. Cannot eat my crayons. I've been drawing according to Sandy. Yeah. Because she's my healing dog. She has to make everything. But I would use my finger pads on the tips and I could do this going around my heart. I know, thank you for licking me now on my heart. And so to do little circle and a quarters, sometimes just a little spiral, meaning a quarter circle, and go in. And then my body would ease up and the breathing would happen. And I thought to myself, scientifically, because I am that gal, I'm like, take that one, acetylcholine blockers. That touch was helping it. Okay, and honey's licking. And what a difference. And so then I would wake up in the morning, still a little exhausted because the breathing wasn't so deep. Okay, but it was better. I actually would breathe better throughout the whole night if I practiced this before bed. Then I would wake up and for maybe 5 minutes in bed, 7 minutes in bed, do a few more because my body just really couldn't. I would try to do a deep breath. It was fake. My body wouldn't even receive a deep. I could. So I'm like, fine, I'll fake it a couple times. Okay, whatever. Went back, quarter of a circle, circle and a quarter all around my heart and everything open. And like I think Victoria said, other people where there's this post thing with the clenching in the jaw, all of a sudden, all of that would release itself. And I thought, this is just lovely. I am so, so thankful, Linda, that we have this amazing body of work, thinking, touching, and doing in how we can help ourselves. And the big thing was, when this was happening, Linda knows me, Sandy knows me, I go into my head, and then I overthink, and then maybe I get concerned, and then maybe I freak out, right? A little bit of that. And I called Linda and Sandy one day, and you know what I did? I decided to change my thinking. That was the thing, because I was ready to call the long hauler COVID specialists on the East Coast. There's long hauler COVID specialists. I was ready to call them. I was ready to start whatever protocol that. And I went, Linda, the way we did this and with Sandy, it was just, I shifted my thinking about it and became one with it. And it neutralized that was that concern that came with it. And just like that, it neutralized the symptoms overnight in a moment. And hence then the exhaustion calmed down, less exhaustion, because what was happening, I wasn't sleeping well. So I was tired. Plus I have other things. So what a difference. Changing your thinking, but it's not a forceful changing the thinking. It was with love. It was with heartfelt, and it was with the version of heart hug that I could do for myself at that time.
Eleanor, thank you so much, because for those of you who do our companion animal or our training with horses, one of our basic philosophies is if you want to change your animal, the behavior, the performance, your relationship, or the well-being, you have to change your mind. And refers to us also. If we want to be able to shift our consciousness, actually, the way we relate to our bodies, we have to change our mind. And the beautiful thing about this T-Touch work and the Tellington method is the fact that we have all these practical, logical ways of doing it. And that's why we have the nine elements. And one of the things that, this 4 months has clarified for me, this cellular wisdom decoded, because we named it, we're decoding it. The eighth element of our nine elements of the basis of the Tellington method is the intention that we give when we work on a person or an animal's body or ourselves. And that is, remember your perfection. That came from this 1976, when Moshe Feldenkrais had recommended that we read this book, Manliness Nature. And it's one this one concept from Sir Charles Sherrington, Nobel Prize winner, this concept I want to remind you of. And he wrote, if I cut my hand, what is it in the body that orchestrates this healing? What is that? And it's because every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And from that, that's where I came up with this thing, this concept that, wait a minute, when I don't yet know how to do the miracles that we had seen Moshe Feldenkrais do, because we can, you know, once you go through the training, you can do those miracles. When I don't yet know how to do this, all I have to do is say, cells of my fingers, just remind this being, whoever I'm working with, of their perfection at the cellular level. That's all I knew from what Sherrington had written. Or if I'm working with someone with ALS or fourth stage cancer and they have no possibility of living, it's or if they're dealing with pain, which I've dealt with people who've had surgery and cannot have medication. I mean, actually, Teresa Cottarelli is one of these. She cannot take painkillers. But we can say then, remember your potential for ideal functioning. That's our eighth element. And the concept now that I have come to, that eighth element has changed. It's way beyond remember your perfection. It's the concept that this spiral, first of all, that the quarter, circle and a quarter is a spiral in all of nature, this golden ratio, this spiral, and that it is a connector. It's like the key to connecting with that orchestration within every cell in our body. And that is what this decoded has done for me. And what this concept, one of our basic philosophies is, if you want to change anything about yourself or your animal, you have to change your mind first. And Eleanor, it's so interesting, isn't it? You and I have worked together since, what, 1979? Closely over all these years. And yet, when we have something that is such an issue, which is a life and death issue, it's that understanding of what that philosophy is really comes. And in order, all you had to do is shift your consciousness and add to all the stuff that you know, which is amazing, and just bring in that concept. So maybe to some of you, as you're dealing with pain in your body, shift the consciousness to the thought, wait a minute, when I connect through this simple spiral circle and a quarter, I'm connecting to that consciousness of the universe, that source of the universe, that communication and interconnection. And I can do that. And that's who I am. That's who I am.
It's so much easier than trying to do it alone, right?
And the fact is, Eleanor, that we have all of you that, I mean, I cannot tell you how you all have changed my life with Tuesday's Live with you all. It's because we get to hear your story. Otherwise, you know, Jewel would have had these amazing breakthroughs. And yeah, maybe I'd hear about it sometime. But is not the same as following it. The idea that we connect with all of you, with all of those of you who are sharing your challenges and then your breakthroughs. And know that we're here as we continue. It's unfolding, it's a peeling the onion as we come to this beautiful awareness that we have and that we can support each other. Nancy, you had your hand up.
Yeah, could you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting an echo.
I don't hear it. You must have another device on, perhaps.
Let me take that away.
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, shoot. All right. Now.
Nancy Addison.
Hello. Now I have Good to find morning. Out how to turn on my audio.
I can All hear right. you. So
I'll come back.
Okay. We can hear you just fine if you want to continue.
I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Obi can find her other device off that she was hearing from, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, why don't we for right now go to Anna?
Okay. Mute my audio.
Here? Okay, Anna, hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, hi. What happened to me today? I'm Pacific time, you know, Bainbridge Island, Washington State. And of course, I set my alarm at 9 o'clock. Before you know it, I was doing a little limp in my bed and I was like, Anna, it's gonna start at 10, hurry up. I got in the shower and I was doing my normal things. And all of a sudden, because I have so many connections to listen to different Feldenkrais lessons, but for some reason, I stayed with myself and I've been doing heart hugs. As you know, I'm always gardening and you suggested doing a circle and a quarter, you know, down along my ribs. All of a sudden, when I was about to turn off the water in the shower, I felt in a way that I have never felt. I'm 65 years old. I felt so tall and connected. My feet just like felt like they were, you know, these roots down into the earth, and my, you know, I was opening up to the universe. I felt so tall. And I just want to say thank you again, Linda. You were doing just recently on a Tuesday, we were talking about our fingers.
Right. Yes.
And doing them, you know, with the thumb and the index finger and, you know, choosing what finger you were going to use as circle and a quarter. And I started doing that. You know, like I wake up in the night or before I go to bed, you know, I'm just really connecting with myself. And then I realized when I'm looking outside to figure out what lesson I want to learn, and that is wonderful, but to really get more into myself, because I love this idea of spirals. Since I was a little girl, I've been, you know, this here, I had to draw the spiral, you know, with the rainbow and I mean, just the idea of trees. And when I think about, you know, in second grade, I heard trees exhale oxygen and I just became this tree hugger. And I always wanted to sing by trees. And when you bring this energy back into my, like, it's okay for me to connect with who I am. So I just want to thank you again. Thank you. Putting me in tears.
Thank you, Anna. And I believe this is the message in this COVID-19. This is this opportunity for us to remember that this can be heaven on earth when we connect with that divine that we are all miracles.
Yes.
We're all reps of divine spirit. It's just like stunning.
Yes.
to me. I you know, I've been doing this for years, and yet by sharing this with all of you and having this opportunity to see how we're feeling with this, it's different. It has just spread like through every cell in my body. And one of the things I'd never done before was take that, I never saw it before, take the light out through our hair, whether you have hair or not. It's the concept of the hair doesn't matter, you know.
Thank you.
How was that?
Thank you for reminding me. Oh, thank you for reminding me, because I want to say one more thing, and that's why I was doing it. When I'm by myself, I do this with my hair, especially in the morning, and all of a sudden, I can feel everything in my senses opening up. It's really incredible. And of course, I've got the longer hair, but making the circle and a quarter, and then all of a sudden, just twining my hair and pulling it out into different sections. And all of a sudden, I realize when I am breathing and calming down, I'm like, wow. So thank you again for reminding me. I'll mute myself now. Thanks again.
Anna, thank you. Nancy, are you ready to do something now? Otherwise, Teresa has her hand up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 First of all, I have to say thank you also. Linda, when you invited me into this, it just, things have really opened up for me in kind of subtle ways. So thank you. I put my hand on my heart area or wherever often with my fingertips the way you were doing, but with one hand. And I've wanted to do and have done a real soft bringing them together, and like just a soft beginning of a spiral or beginning of a turn. And I think I've heard you mention something like that at other times, and it always makes
a lot of wonder. Yes, Eleanor talks about it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it feels really good. Eleanor, maybe you could say something about this. Like,
so sorry. Can you say that one more time?
The snail's tail.
Oh, the cord of a circle touch.
The little snail's tail, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that
the quarter of a circle touch? But I'm using all my fingers and I'm kind of bringing them together a little bit.
Right. I think what you're doing is, I think that you're touching in on the spiral of the DNA. That's what it feels like to me. I brought it up to a few other very high level scientists, and they said the same thing. I did it on them, then we did it separately on ourselves together, and they tapped in, very intuitive scientists also, and said, that's going in on the spiral of the DNA. And I went, oh, that's what it feels like. Yes. So it doesn't feel like a spiral like that. It feels like the communication, because when you look at the spiral of a DNA, it's different than just a spiral coil of a spring. Yeah. Because the spiral of a DNA doesn't go down. For every spiral moment, it's also connecting out to different, I think, atoms, to different connections, right? That's why when people have a genetic piece where they're missing a component on a gene, they're not missing a gene, they're missing a component on a gene. So here's the spiral of the gene. Here are the components that go all the way out. So when we're doing that touch, it's not just going into the spiral, it's going into the spiral and to out into the solar system that can, that each one has. Each part of the spiral has a way that it spreads out to like a solar system. That's the connection that's happening with that. I've never
seen that. That is so beautiful to express it in this way, because it is that very concept that the basic T-touch circle shifts our DNA. And it was because of that, that was the concept that is written actually by Dr. Suzanne Lederer. And she is the one who set up this 58 person study that we did in Austria a few years ago. And it was because of her concept that that's why I got to co-teach with Bruce Lipton in Vienna, that Teresa Cotterelli was there. We had a lot of our practitioners there in Vienna. And it's that she believes that she, as a psychiatrist, that the thing that she could make the most difference with her people was giving them the basic T-touch circle, and that they could make shifts in their body. And what, I'm sorry that Alice Lederer is not with us, because she talks about, you know, all of the Jungian psychology and all the work that people do on themselves, that until they get into the body, that until we connect with our body and our mind and our hearts, it's not a full circle. It's not the possibility. And so that, and Eleanor, this is where we want to go in our next 4 months that we start next year. Going, looking at the crystalline collagen, all of this matrix and all this stuff, that is a whole other level of shifting that we do. So thank you for bringing that up, Nancy. And I see Teresa has her hand up, and we'll take one more person, then we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we have another experience. I'm going to take you into the forest. And Eleanor, thank you so much for sharing that, because what Eleanor's been doing, she's been in conversation each week with this group of scientists who are on a whole other level of connection with the body.
Linda,
and it just, yes.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you were pausing. Before Teresa, I wanted to make some connections with what Eleanor just said. Can you say that again, that last piece about the spiral connecting not only into the DNA, but the way that you worded that, you said something about the connection into the solar system, because that, when people, there's a couple of people who've been saying, I felt an expansion. It's not like what you described. What you're getting, what you just described, Eleanor, is what some people are experiencing, is that expansion from within. And I wanted to say some other pieces, but I think what you said is so incredibly important.
So your DNA starts large, right? And it does this spiral. It does this helix. And in this helix is this, I'm going to add another component, is this beautiful bio tensegrity. It's the biological tensegrity. So it's the tensegrity was by, who's the guy back from the time in the 60s? And
Buckminster Fuller,
and he made the geodesic dome. And the geodesic dome, the act of that dome, it holds itself up by pushing out and pushing out. So the spiral of the DNA can't collapse on itself, because as it spirals down, as we do that snail's tail, as we do that quarter of a circle, and also when we do circle and a quarter, but for me, I don't know, it's the quarter of a circle that gets right into it for me personally. And so when we go into that spiral of the DNA itself doesn't just spiral down, because it has genetic components for each part of the rim of the spiral, it goes out. It goes out. And so that's part of that geodesic dome. That is that biotensegrity that, you know, of the idea from what Buckminster Fuller talks about in terms of buildings, and then other people talk about it in terms of tissue. So when we go into that spiral, we're communicating in what it feels like in the fullest integrity into the DNA, bringing it alive to the fullest capacity, because we're actually strengthening what it offers, which is not down, but for every part of that coil, it's out, like into its own solar system. So each solar system, each thing has its main moon, its main planet, and then all the solar systems that are connected. So like what Sandy's saying, when you feel that expansion, that is in part that is ancient, old, and down into your DNA expansion. And that
as a part of the universe.
As connected with the universe, as one with the universe, because we can't do it without the universe, because the universe gives that us back. So we get it on the inside, to the inside, to the outside, to the outside, to the inside, to the universe, back to us, and us feeding it back to the universe.
And remember this, Glenn, and all of you, and Sandra, all of you who are dealing with these intense pains from injury, when you connect with that, one of the things that the quarter circle does, what we call a snail's tail, I discovered in Russia, working on a horse many years ago, who was in this horse who's intense pain, and I could release that pain. No, I couldn't. I could make this move that allowed the horse to release this pain in her. And this, for all of us, when we just know that it, what is said is that every cell in our body is a reflection of the whole universe. And this concept that we're shifting the DNA, one of the things I wanted to share with you today, oh, Teresa, you were, I can't remember, oh, you in Switzerland last week, I was with that. We do an online week-long training that was in person, but I came in this way. And one of the people there, Christine, I mean, every time I see her, I just can't believe it. Her daughter was born with spina bifida, and she was told she would never, ever, ever be able to play with other children. It was way too dangerous. She'd never be able to go out in the play yard. And she is now 12 and totally normal. And she has had T-Touch since she was born. And if you consider, how is that a miracle? Just because of that, you can actually shift the DNA. And she's had something like 6 different doctors looking at her because they just can't believe her story. And it's important for us to remember this. We're simply connecting with that communication between the cells, this wonder that we are. And that's what Cellular Wisdom Decoded is about. And you can see where we're going. I mean, I've been just waiting to bring this whole thing that Eleanor has been doing, this and the other thing that we've been involved in, this matrix with our body. So let's take a break. It's now, it's on the hour, at 10 minutes past the hour, we're going to come back. And I have another experience for you that actually, before I do, I have a feeling that what you have to say, Teresa, is really important for us. Is that true? Before we stop, could...
No, I can't wait. It's about COVID time also.
Okay.
And,
so,
but it was too interesting about DNA, and I was just thinking, isn't it like tri-dimensional? Our T-Touch and the going into, it's really amazing, 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 I can say. I would just ask also, what do you think about the sponge? Is there a same activity like in the smell test of the DNA? You know, when you go and you go in.
Yes, I do know, I'm thinking, but let's come back to that after.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We come back at 10 after.
Wow. Awesome. Because I would have just kept on going here. Good.
Me too.
I'm loving this. Room, room. And I know, Sandy, you wanted to say something. You didn't
get to say. There's so many connecting pieces, but we'll get there.
Okay. I'll mute myself then. Hold on. What did we say? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? What did we say?
10 after.
Okay.